This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Njengamanje, we are getting into the student grind, and we are joined by Mr. Uthalente Wakambokazi, the founder and the CEO of Isomatech. He is a student of Imangosuthu University of Technology, MUT, an Nectar's MUT alumni, and the member of the Journey of Entrepreneurship. He is doing the most. Mr. Mbokazi, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Mbokazi.
Niyaphila baba?
Niyaphila njani?
Hey, wazi wakubiza ku Mr. Mabazo, angisakhulile kanje. Singena ke ku student grind, usekhona ke u Mr. Uthalente Wakambokazi uzositshena kabanzi ukuthi na iqalephi I journey yakhe. As also he is the member of the Journey of Entrepreneurship organization. Somatech, Mr. Mbokazi, tell us more. Yini Somatech?
Okay, ngiyabingelela kubalaleli MNC Radio, and also thank you so much for having me by this time. But basically, Isomatech is a company that was registered last year by September that offers AMA services that are based on two divisions, whereby we deal with marketing and also IT. So we are limited in IT because there are some things that need so much money in the next one, but for now, it's able to reach its goal, the reason why it was started. So I'll dive into that maybe after some time because it's a lot. The company is new. The leadership that we have is I and other people, few people from marketing side. But for IT, yeah. I'm still alone, saying in the new one, and we are doing good.
Now, ungena ke ebusinessini, like getting into the business world, was it something that you've always dreamed of, or is something nje oyibone along the way and you'll be like, yazi ukuthini, let me start my own business?
Okay, ungena ebusinessini, ukuyiqala nokuthola isibizo sokuyiqala, it's not something engathi ngaphuma ekhaya ngiyazi ngiyacabanga. But there was a time whereby I joined an organization called Nectar's MUT, of which I'm an alumni. So, I think it was October 2021, if I'm not mistaken. So, that's my figure. I think I met the other kind of people. Abantu abakwazi ukwenza izinto ngenye indlela, abakwazi ukucabanga ngenye indlela, abakwazi ukudrive umqondo wakho ukuthi ushintshe uphume kwi-comfort zone, ube ready for ukusebenza. On the other side, ube ready for ukulida at the same time ube student. So, I found myself ukuthi I am able to multitask in the level. I can lead while I have to be led. So I'm able to cover it both in the category one. Then, firstly, Uma is category number. So, during analysis, nobody is in the level that they
are.
The leadership, we are being led also. Then, this intervention, floating some rules. I found myself having a friend or a brother, whereby he says, since there is this issue of the unemployment, and the other man, what is going to happen, Nancy? And are we still going to add numbers under the employment rate, or we are going to try something that is going to feed us? Because, yes, it's unemployment, but our interest is not just the unemployment. The interest is to escape poverty at the end of the day. So the employment seems like an opportunity to go to see escape poverty. But on the other side, there is entrepreneurship where you start your own team. So it's not just about always coming about with something new, but it's about filling in the gap when it's gone. So looking at entrepreneurship that I was introduced into. There are so many entrepreneurs or ama business, amangane, where they just die before they even start or before they even start making money. Why? Because people or most people, they lack information. How do you start? What are the good steps that you follow when you start? So I filled that gap. I decided to say, no, I guess we fill the gap. We have to start doing what we want to do for our clients. I guess imagine we have marketing, we have also IT. then there is the party administration la kwa marketing,
yes,
whereby we do documentation from the ID the company before we even register it. We want to know what to do with that. Before we design the logo on the marketing side, we want to know what what do you see in the company that you want to register? So all those services are coming as and then because we have to start there, and we had no idea, we had no information about it. No, if you want to do this, you do it like this.
It's
not going to cost you this much. So servicing our clients started like something whereby we are solving a problem in the IA corner. Then mouse and my own basic skills and as an IT student. So my if I create something, a company, obviously I will need these two divisions because it's what I can do better. And today I can tell you I can leave, or I am leaving through my company. If there's no company with me, I'm telling you I'll be at home.
Oh yeah, now the business yaqala. I'm looking at it here, mete na Somatech. Leli gama leli liqala kuphi? Likhona lapha ku dictionary.
Aliki gama ku dictionary.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I'm the founder of this company, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted it to have like something with my name on it.
Okay.
But looking at industry engzonge nagion on the IT side,
yeah,
the industry engzonge nagion na uma uibega, it's not actually owned by big people, or ama black people are extremely few kule industry. So kumele sibheke iqiniso ukuthi sometimes zikhona izinto ezincane ezivalelayo ukuthi ungakwazi ukuthola into oyidingayo. Like uma ngabe sebuka igama le company yakho, they just look at it and say, no, asikwazi ukumfaka lo because le company is coming from this tribe, or this company is owned by black, yabo.
Yeah.
You end up losing so many things ngesimo sokuthi igama le company yakho is actually saying everything ngamagama omuntu omnyama. So I wanted to call it Sontuli Samhatwa, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I sat down with my late brother, may also rest in peace. It's a great name, but it's too long. How can we make it shorter? Then we had to sit down about inyangayong to decide ang egam. So I take the step SO from my clan name.
Yeah.
Then I look at these two services, the main services. But because if you look at the name of my company, you see that we have SOMARTECH, of which it ended up making so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we took those three ways. Sawasangantandaonye, sawakata. Then we added U group at the end because we wanted, if someone is looking at the company, if it's called group, that means this company is catering different services at the same time. Then when you come to our slogan, it's written simply as technical success and marketing excellence.
Yeah, yeah.
So now this is how we ended up coming with Ikameliti Somatech.
Mm. Mr. Mbogazi, now I'm saying it's Somantuli. Please share the social media handles of Somatech and also Bakutholanjani for your services.
Okay, for my services, I'm available on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So let me start about each channel here, to whereby I share my services with each and every time. Every evening, maybe we share about 2 times. So you just search the Somatech group.
Yeah.
Then, Sizavela, you follow. Then on my WhatsApp number, it's 0768789823. 0768789823. Then on Facebook, we are available as a Somatech Group, PTY LTD, and also Instagram, we are available as Somatech Group, PTY LTD.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mbogazi. Sifisela konke fethu okuhle ifisela khona empilweni sengathi Somatech. Singamthola laphayana kulokhuzana ku JSE.
Thank you so much, Mr. Rabato, for hosting me. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga. So there was Mr. Untuli Utalentwa Kantuli, the CEO of Inina Isomatech.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.